Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, and destiny that God has for us. And this 15-minute in segment, you will see and hear encouraging words, empowerment that will push you, that will help guide you, that will help motivate you to stay in the purpose and the will of God, but also to let you understand that your walk of faith is not for naught, that God is doing something in your life, that he's cultivating you, he's molding you for a purpose that's beyond where you've been. Your future is great because he's already ordained it, and he's already spoken a word that cannot go back or return back void concerning your life. And as you obey and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you're going to see your life change. You're going to see the impartation and the empowerment of God's word in your life. You're going to see truth leading and guiding you, shaping and molding you. You're going to see yourself being pushed and stretched, but you're going to see yourself maturing in your walk of faith. You're going to see the word of God manifested not only inside of you, but in your family and around you and your ministry and things that God has called you to do, because you are applying the word of God. You're commanding the word of God to be alive in you, to be truth to you. More than just you hearing the word, now you're receiving it in your spirit. It has gone from the visual part of you, from the sight part of you, into the place where now you're birthing out that truth. You're living out that truth. You're walking in that truth. So it's gone from sight to birthing. It's gone to the place of manifestation. Now you're manifesting that word in your life and how you live. And that goes and happens when we walk by faith, when we apply the word of God. We're now studying in the word faith, and we're going to be on this series of faith for a while. And when you understand that our faith is what pleases God, and we walk by faith and not by sight, and without our faith we can't please God, and that's what we live by. We live by faith. When you understand that and you settle within yourself of trying to figure it out, and I know our human nature tries to figure out how God is going to do it and when he's going to do it and the way he's going to do it, and that's that self-sufficient part of us that we've been trained to be self-sufficient, independent. But when it comes to the kingdom of God, we depend on God. We are not self-sufficient. We depend and rely on him confidently, knowing that he who promises faithful, that every word that he's spoken in our lives, it will manifest. And as long as we stay connected to him, as long as we obey what he's saying and stop struggling against what he wills, you know, and how we think it should happen. I just learned this lesson myself, that sometimes we can have a picture in our mind and we think that's the picture that it should be. And God will show you a picture, but he will show you that it may not be in the location that you think, or it may not be how that you think it's going to be. And we've got to say, okay, God, show me your picture. Show me your will. Show me your way. Show me the precise location. Show me the destiny that you have for me. Show me all that you need me to know, that I lack nothing, that in everything that I do, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I align with you wholeheartedly. I say yes to you wholeheartedly. And I walk in that which you've already predestined for my life. Everyone, and when we look at the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11, all of these people had a destiny already patterned, picked, clocked out for them. And they were at the place where they had to obey God and trust God and believe that what God was doing in their life was greater and more powerful than anything else. They basically had to believe that what God had commanded for their life was going to be that which was going to prosper them, bless them, enlarge them, be good to them, show them faithfulness in a land where everything else or anyone else was speaking and talking, where there were other gods and there were other kings and every other nations that were coming against them. They had to believe that what God was telling them and what God was going to do in their life was greater than anything else to surround them. And you have to believe that. I have to believe that what God has said, what God has commanded, what God is releasing and going to do in your life, no matter what the pool is, no matter what the world is saying, the circumstances, the situation, even the enemy, that what God has said to you is more powerful and more greater and more life-giving than anything else around you, that it's so powerful that it cannot be stopped, that it cannot be altered, that it cannot be hindered, that it is the foundation and the essence of everything that you know to be true. And because it is, God is going to perform it in you because he can't lie and he cannot fail. So if he's spoken a word concerning you, it's going to manifest. All he's requiring is your faith, your obedience, and your trust. And that means getting out of God's way and letting God be God in our lives. And that sometimes we are our hindrance to the blessings of God, to the release of God, to the forward motion of his divine will, because we're still trying to figure out something that God has already ordained and destined and already planned for our life. We're trying to figure out something that's already done. He's already charted our course, already commanded it to be, already spoken to it, just like he did with a Genesis. He's commanded a Genesis in you. He spoke to something that was chaotic and dark and gloomy, and darkness was over it, and waters were over it, and he commanded, let there be, and he commanded the light and the love of who he is, the saving power, to show up and recede everything that would try to overpower, overshadow who he was. The book of Genesis lets us understand that the same way God spoke to nothing and commanded something to happen, no matter where we find ourselves, he will always speak, and it will always be the life and the seed of what he says. It will always be what he has already planned and preordained for our lives. So our trusting him says, God, I believe you, and I'm not going to lean to my understanding. I'm going to acknowledge you as God in all of my ways and everything that I do, knowing that you've charted a course for me. And as long as I stay connected and walk by faith and not by sight, and I obey you wholeheartedly and not fight you, I'm going to see the demonstration of your power in my life. I'm going to see your goodness and your mercy. I'm going to see your plan, and it's going to be great because God is up to something. And if you don't believe it, I'm telling you, he is up to something great and wonderful. He is up to something that your mind is not going to be able to even stop, but your spirit is going to agree with. It is the will of God. It is the will of God for your life to prosper, to be blessed, to enlarge, to increase, to grow, to mature, to have all that he says. It is his will for him to bless you. And once you understand that and believe that and receive that, the fight, the struggle, all of these things that come against you to try to make you believe that it's not going to happen, it ceases because you've rested in the fact that God is true. You've rested in the fact that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. You've rested in the fact that he spoke things into existence, commanded things into be in existence, and you were part of what he was commanding. He was commanding something about your life. He had you in mind when he spoke. He had you and me in mind when he created. He had you and me in mind when he was doing everything that he was going to do in the earth. Abraham trusted God. And you have to trust God that when he's telling you to even leave the familiar and go into something else, that he's going to take care of you. You have to trust him that when he's telling you to leave that which you've known for so long, or that which you've worked at for so long, or that which you've been comfortable with for so long, that when he says it's time to go, that you know that wherever he's leading you, it's going to be good. It's going to work out for your good. You have to have that kind of faith like Sarah, that even though you're not able to birth something out, so you think, that God can use you to birth out something in the spirit and in the natural, a business, a family, a relationship, a ministry, whatever it is. And it's going to be only what he says, that it's going to be the promise of what he says, and it's going to look like him, and it's going to be what he says. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have to work, and that doesn't mean that you're not going to be faced with a weapon, but you have to understand that that weapon is not going to prosper. You have to understand that God has spoken something, and no matter what the enemy or time or situations might try to do, the word of God will not return back void. What he's spoken is going to happen and manifest in your life. Every one of these men of faith that are mentioned here, basically they held on to the promise of God. Every one of them. Jacob is another one. He did not in his old age neglect the promise of God. And we hear about neglecting the promise of God. Joshua says that to the children of Israel. How long are you going to neglect not to do or not to receive or not go after what God says? But Jacob was one. He did not neglect the promise of God. He did not neglect what God had said. He did not walk away from it. And we cannot walk away or neglect what God is saying. We've got to go in and get what God is telling us. It's already ours. We're showing up to a battle that's already fixed. We're showing up to a fight that's already won. We're showing up knowing by faith that it's already in our favor. And as we go through the process, God is making us and shaping us, and he's transforming us. He's changing our mindsets and our wills. He's changing habits and behaviors that we sometimes don't even know hinder us from going into the place that God has for us. There might be a character in us or a trait in us that hinders us because we're going to come in contact with someone that it would be offensive to. And God wants us not to be offensive in any way to someone. There's always going to be someone who's not going to want to hear the gospel. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the personality that we have. And sometimes God wants to work on things and smooth out rough edges. And sometimes we won't allow him because we're saying, this is who I am. And God is saying, yeah, but if you go back and read the word of God and look at Paul, Paul says, I became all things to all men. In other words, I knew how to act. I knew how to walk in the traditions of the people, the customs of where I was, and not sin against God, but be what I needed to be. And so that I could do what I needed to do. And they were blessed by the Spirit and the anointing and the word and life and the truth of who I was without me compromising my walk. And that's what God is saying. He says there's areas that might be in your life that he might need to shape up. You might not be a person that's trusting, and God wants to let you be able to trust, knowing that he's faithful. And as you trust him, he'll send people into your life that you'll be able to trust who won't betray you. You might be a person that's fearful. God wants you to get away from fear and walk in faith. He wants you to see that he's not the author of confusion, and he's not the God of fear. He's not giving you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You might be a person that procrastinates, and God wants you to get moving. He wants to get some fire under you so you can start moving in the things that he's telling you to in his timing. It might be obedience. You might not obey when God tells you. You do it when you want to, and God is telling you must obey me when I say. Whatever it is that God wants to shape in you and do in you, you cannot neglect that. You cannot neglect to go in and get what God's promised because of yourself, because of circumstances, because of the enemy. God has already commanded you to be more than a conqueror in this life and an overcomer. He's already pronounced the blessing on you. He's already pronounced the word of life on you. He's already spoken to where you're going. And because he has, you, not like the heroes of faith who we pattern ourselves and look at, we're to get up and do what God is commanding us to, knowing that as we do it, he who promised is faithful. He's going to do what he said. He's going to let it happen in our life because we understand what faith is. Faith is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. And what we want is what God wants. What we want is what God says is ours. What we want is what God has already made possible through the blood of Jesus Christ. We want all of that. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us. We understand it's waiting on us, even though we can't see it right now in our natural life. We've caught something in the spirit. We've seen something in the spirit. And when we see it in the spirit, we can have it. We can manifest it. We can birth it out. We can walk in it because our spirit is called a glimpse of something that was eternal, and we pulled it from eternity into time. We've seen something that is not in our time frame or in front of us right now, right in front of us at this particular moment. God has given us a glimpse of something, allowed us to see something, but we've caught it in the spirit. We've gotten it in the spirit. Our spirits have received it, and because we have received it in the spirit, now God has allowed us to pull it from where it was, which was eternity, and to our time. And now we're commanding the manifestation of what we hope for, what we believe for, because we understand it's by faith that God formed the worlds, the stars, everything that we see, everything that he commanded. It was not there. He saw it first and commanded it to be, and then it manifested. Well, just like our Father, we see things in the spirit. God shows us things in the spirit. We grasp it in the spirit, and we pull it down by faith, and we walk by faith into those things. As we're walking, God is processing us. He's shaping us, just like he did Abraham and everyone else. You go through a process where God strips you and makes you more like him and makes you hear and makes you confident in him and makes you trust him. And as you do, you're going to see the manifestation of his divine will in your life by your faith in him, your trust in him. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I pray that you've been encouraged. We're going to finish up tomorrow. Our walk of faith is in Hebrews 11. And next week, we're going to go into looking at Abraham, looking at Genesis, looking at Abraham's life, pulling out nuggets and applying them for our lives. And we're going to see the demonstration of God's power because our faith walk is important. Have a blessed day. And I pray that you've been encouraged and that you continue to walk by faith and not by sight to see the manifestation of God's divine will for you. Be blessed in Jesus' name.